Prado, you know, you're working. You say that you have this maddening sort of habit of writing.
Yeah.
And people have said, stop already.
Yeah, I write every single day.
And I'm so envious. I mean, to be so consumed with something, like to have a gift where it just keeps pouring out of you. No, don't stop, please. Let it be. You know, so coming around to that, you've obviously already got one in, which is now out and about.
Yep.
Which is that one and what's it about?
My newest baby is a book called Two.
Mm-hmm.
And it's written by two writers from two countries, two continents.
Okay.
It's written with a Swedish writer called Örjan Persson.
Okay.
And it's two characters. When we gave it to the illustrator, she said that this is a graphic novel waiting to happen.
Wow.
Brought in another illustrator. Mm-hmm. So there are two writers, two countries, two characters.
Mm-hmm.
Two illustrators, two mm-hmm. covers.
Okay.
Strange book with two covers.
Okay.
Graphic novel, but one story, and the story is just told from two points of view.
Mm-hmm.
And it also takes place on two levels. It takes place on land and part of it takes place under the sea.
Oh my.
So it's kind of partly very real and totally dealing with things like being striking out on one's own, according to the Swedish girl, being bullied for the Indian boy, and then it becomes total fantasy. So it's a weird book, and I have to give kudos to Indian publishers.
Mm-hmm.
My Swedish co-author has not managed to find a Swedish publisher as yet,
but
because they find it too edgy and too weird. But we have Indian publishers.
Oh yay! Let's have some applause for the Indian publishers.
Absolutely.
Way to go!
Scholastic brought it out and spent years developing it and brought out this beautiful book.
Can I have a look? I would love to have a look. That sounds so good. I love books with like illustrations, and of course the graphic novel is you know, being celebrated in different ways around the world, right? I guess you're going to go out and hammer a few lines down now, aren't you?
I always carry something to write on.
Mm-hmm.
I love traffic jams. I'm one of those strange creatures of Delhi.
Well,
I love traffic jams because I have my laptop and I write. I do get a lot of writing done in traffic jam. Sometimes when the jam is opening up, I say, no, not yet. Let it.
Are you kidding? Okay, Paro. This is, I guess, how, you know, stories get written. Can you believe it? That line probably came out in a traffic jam and you wouldn't even know it. Okay, well, thank you so much, Paro, for being a part of Good Morning Delhi and for joining us for this awesome conversation about books and just life and stories and people, right? That's what it's about.
Thank you, Chris. All thanks. Right. It's been great to be here.